many know it's nothing but the blood of Jesus? Amen. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for His blood. It's wonderful to be here on this beautiful Sunday morning. You can be seated this morning. Thank you for taking time to worship together with us. I mean, there's nothing better to do on a wonderful Sunday morning than worship Jesus. And we're glad that you took time to join us here at Calvary Gospel. If you're joining us here in person and it's your first time, we have a connection card if you'd be willing to fill that out, a few points of information. The ushers probably gave you one as you came in, or if not, we have them at our welcome kiosk. Just fill that out, turn it in. We'd love to get to connect with you, get to know you, and there's a small gift of appreciation. And if you're joining us online and it's your first time, please, there's a bit.ly link. If you'd go there and fill it out again, a few points of information. We'd love to get to know you a little bit better. Amen. If you're here this morning, either in person, there's a giving box or an offering box, a plexiglass box out there in the Welcome Center. Make sure to give your tithes and offerings if you're in person. If you're online, you can give right on the website. You can also mail it in at 5301 Commercial Avenue, or you can text to give. The number's on your screen. Just make sure you please specify the amount and what you would like that to go, whether it be tithes, offerings, or for any special project, or for the guest speaker. Amen. How many believe we're already in June? Amen. I'm looking at my notes. I'm hard to believe. June 20th, Father's Day service. Make sure you're here. Bring your fathers. Amen. That's important. You know, we don't have special notes here about taking photos with them, but come honoring your fathers. Make plans to be here, and let's honor our Heavenly Father. Amen. On June 20th. Amen. If you'd stand with me, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And I want to encourage you, after I get done praying, we're going to sing two more songs. But I want to encourage you, come down to the front. Let's worship Jesus together. Let's enjoy the liberty that God has given us. I know things are beginning to open up. If you're still uncomfortable, feel free to stay in your seats. But I encourage you, come down to the altar. A key to staying young is joining at the altar. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you've given us. Thank you for the beautiful weather, God. Thank you for this beautiful service and our beautiful brothers and sisters joining here together, both in service and online. God, have your way. Be with Brother Johns as he preaches the word. Be with the worship team. God, let us glorify you in all that we do. God, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for our nation and opening back up. Thank you for the awesome anticipation of the miracles, signs, and wonders that are going to happen in this service, both in the building and online this morning. God, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. Have your way, God. We're going to have victory in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let's worship together.
Triumph. Oh, my God will never. victory. I'm gonna see the victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
God, my King, how your freedom washes over me, yeah. It brings new life, brand new grace.
Brand new grace.
And I will bring an offering. Take all I have, take all of me in reverence to your majesty.
Oh.
And God, my King, how your freedom washes over me. It brings new life, brand new grace.
Brand new grace.
And I will bring an offering. Take all I have, take all of me in reverence to your majesty. And I will sing, yeah.
I will sing and shout till the walls come down. Sing your praises out till the chains break. Dance in your presence, hands of grace. This is the worship of your praises.
I will sing and shout.
I will sing and shout till the walls come down. Sing your praises out till the chains break.
Dance in your presence,
hands of grace. This is the worship of your creation.
Victorious silver all sin.
You give me freedom, I'm forgiven. One mind, one voice together. We'll worship you forever.
Victorious over all sin.
You give me freedom, I'm forgiven. One mind, one voice together. We'll worship you, say, oh, oh. worship of your creation. I will sing and shout till the walls come down. Sing your praises out till the chains break. Dance in your presence, hands of praise. This is a worship of your creation. Victorious over all sin. You give me freedom, I'm forgiven. One mind, one voice together. We'll worship you forever. Victorious over all sin. You give me freedom, I'm forgiven. One mind, one voice together. We'll worship you. Oh.
Praise the Lord, church. I just want to commend all of you that come down to the front, our young people. I think that's awesome. I think it'd be great to have some of our men bring your children down. We see a lot of our kids down here worshiping. You see, what happens is if we don't teach them, if we don't teach them when they're young, they're going to be less apt to do it when they're old. But you see, it's not just teaching them at home, but it's bringing them to church to let them experience. Right? Isn't that all part of it? I am so, so excited. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. We were yesterday, we had the memorial service for my uncle, Brother Jim Rutherford. Many of you knew Brother Rutherford, and we just had such a great, great service and time of fellowship, sharing memories and thoughts about my Uncle Jim. I love the man. I was telling the congregation there, I said, there's two things that stick out in my mind about Uncle Jim. Number one is he perfected the comb over. Like no other human being perfected the comb over, and he could wear double knit pants like nobody else could wear double knit pants. Those of you that don't know Brother Rutherford know exactly what I'm talking about. But there we had a chance to meet up with family, and Johnny and Donna Johns were part of Calvary Gospel Church back in the early 80s, and were here for a few years. And then they went to Florida to pastor a church in Perry, Florida. And I've been trying to get Brother Johnny Johns up here for a while. I don't even know how long it's been. And here we are talking yesterday at the memorial service. And I just threw it out there and said, what are you doing tomorrow morning? He's preaching for us. So let's welcome Brother Johnny Johns, Perry, Florida. God bless you, cousin. Come on up.
Praise the Lord. I just found out, I just heard, am I correct? Now, this is the first full service since COVID-19 and without mask and stuff, so without any restrictions. Wow. Just wow. I have one question, though. Didn't you come to the house of God this morning knowing that you would not have any restrictions and want to just cut loose and say, God, here I am. God, here I am. God, here I am. Didn't you just want to, perhaps, has anybody ever heard of running the aisles? Didn't you want to run the aisles or dance in the spirit? Or, come on, that's right. Let's just cut loose and worship God. Amen, amen, amen. Let's tell the world that God means more to us than any disease and any problem, than any sickness. Come on, let's worship God like we've never worshiped Him before. And until God's taken something out of your refrigerator or something out of your veins or something out of your nose, you won't know what it feels like to run for the victory that God has done for you. When the addictions are gone and the power of God is all over you, you won't know what it's like just to say, I'm back in the house of God. I'm back in the freedom of the Holy Ghost. What a God. I got excited. I apologize. I got excited this morning. These children, that just does it for me. Just a minute. If any of y'all are watching for Perry Flory, you're supposed to be in church. Amen. All right. I had to clear that up right quick. Listen, the children, they're exciting. They're powerful. They're powerful because they worship and they don't care who sees them. They're powerful because they came here to get something from God, and they don't care if you're jealous about it or not. They came here to get something from God, and you know what? They came here to leave different than they got here. What am I trying to say? I never go to the house of God and want to leave it the same way I came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to leave with a touch of God like I've never had before, like I'm changed. Say, you can't do that. Pastor preached about it this morning. He talked about talking to God. There's never been a time, Pastor, that I've not talked to God, that I haven't left different. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Can we just worship Him? Oh, hallelujah. 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 What a God. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if I could just do one more thing, it's out of character. And maybe a little different than you've done. Bishop Grant, I love you. If you're listening. That man, I tell people in Florida, is the most dangerous man in Pentecost. And they want to know, what am I talking about? I said, I've never felt a man that's loved me unconditionally. And you get around him, you don't want to get away from him. You want to be there by him. I'm sorry, Brother Grant. Me and you did good, but the snow didn't work. But I still love you. Amen, amen. And Brother Grant, I talked about something to my church just a while back that some of them got kind of upset. Nobody in here gets upset at the pastor, do they? I just want to know. Anyhow, just. Did somebody say something over here? No. Okay. Well, I got one guy that's been in the military, and we know how the military guys can be. Brother Rutherford. I talked a little bit about how that I went to the trailer door because Brother Rutherford loved camp meeting, and I knocked on the door, and he came to the door, and he said, what can I do for you? Now, I am dating his daughter already, so I'm not trying to get permission to date his daughter. And I tell him, I say, you know, I want to marry your daughter. He said, you do? Just in that voice. You do? Yes, sir, I do. By this time, I'm losing my confidence, okay? You do, he said. Yes, sir, I do. He said, do you like her? I said, no, sir, I love her. He said, I didn't ask that question. I said, well, I thought that would... He said, no, do you like her? And I think about this, talking about God. Because, you know, I thought I loved God when I first met him. Oh, hallelujah. And I said, yes, I like her with all my heart. He said, that'll do. He said, because when you learn to like someone, then you learn how to love them. You don't love them till you like them first. And folks, when you walk in the house of God and the presence of God is in here like it's in here, I want you just to like what the Lord's doing for you today. If you have no relationship with God, if you have no relationship that are watching, I want you just to like what God is doing in your life today. Hallelujah. Brother Grant, I will say this. Elder, Bishop, the right man is at the reins for the hour. I talked to them about how, my church, about how you put your hand in a bucket of water and you pull it out and it's the same. There's still water in the bucket. But Brother Grant, Brother Roy Grant, God has certainly put his hand on you. And when it's what God wants. Because it's just like it always was. There's just the presence of God in his house. Let's don't go back to all the many years, but there was the presence of God in this house just like then. It's right here today. Wow. Wow. God has done a work in this church with his people, with his ministry. We love Brother Grant and Sister Lois. Amen. They're wonderful people. They've been very kind to me over the years. They've said, I like your preaching when it's not been good. They've just helped me a lot, you know. They give me a check when they should have given me a boot. You know, they've helped me a lot. They really have. They're good people. Amen. Listen, if any of y'all young people here were real little, don't come tell me I knew you when I was real little. I don't want to know. You see all this? Yeah, that wasn't there when you knew me. Amen. No, you can talk to me all you want to. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. You can be seated. I could keep you standing. We could shout and run in the aisles. We could dance and God could be done. But as the word of the Lord came to me last night, actually it came to me some time ago, Brother Grant, the Lord just said, Brother Grant's going to talk to you about coming to preach. I need you to have this ready. Mr. Belinda said, are you worried a little bit? You getting stressed a little bit about what you're going to have to preach? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. I already have it. And then God showed up. And this wonderful praise group began to sing. And they talked about something called a story. And I want to preach to you a little bit. I do. If they'll put my title up, I'll remember what I want to preach to you about. Hallelujah. The author and the finisher of my faith. Amen, amen, amen. Isn't it great to be old? Man, you can get people to laugh with you and laugh at you and just pretend we're all laughing together, even though they're really laughing at me. It's okay. Amen, amen. Hebrews 11, chapter, first verse. And I'm going to be reading the first couple of verses in Hebrews 11 and in chapter 12. And if I shake with my hands, I don't know what that is. The Lord's got control of it. I'm not scared of you, so don't be worried. It just shakes sometimes. I'm not sure what it is. Okay, it just looks like one. I wasn't sure. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, chapter 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, or things that we can visually see. They're not made of anything. They're not made up of anything that you can already see. As a matter of fact, God is professional at taking things we don't understand, we know nothing about, we're afraid of, we can't see, and making it work out. That's what God is. He's professional at that. Amen. I have one that I wanted to read, but I was afraid it might be too comical. So, but I will read it anyways. I kind of add it. Is it okay if I ad lib a little bit? Through faith, the first lady received strength to endure the first son, Roy, and she's now promised to him faithfully. So the first lady has received strength because she's got children, but she's still got one living at home that she takes care of. Look, I have not been able to get him back for anything he's ever said to me, and he is in so much trouble right now. Right now, he is sitting down wondering, should I have asked this guy here or not? Was this the right thing to do, or did I just really goof up this morning? Well, I promise you I'll share the word with you. That was just about him. Okay, the second chapter, or the 12th chapter, excuse me. I don't want to scare these people back here. The 12th chapter, reading the first, the second, and I believe the third verse. Yes. Amen, amen. Let me put these back on so I can't see Brother Roy. Wherefore, seeing we are all so compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And can I tell you this morning, Pastor hit it on the nail. It doesn't have to be sin. It can be a weight. It can be something that you look forward to seeing and you look forward to doing so much that it changes places between you and God. Man, I'm gonna feast off of that for days and days and days. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Lord Jesus, your word is awesome, God. Your word is great, God. There's not a problem with it, God. Lord, however, we need to get at the mind of you, Lord Jesus, and to speak, God, the words that you want to speak to this wonderful people, God, and give them, God, the word that you have given me for these folks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think we can all just about quote 11th chapter of Hebrews, the first couple verses. And we understand that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Is that all right for me to say that? Because it's in the Bible. Okay, without faith, we can't even touch pleasing him. We're not going to get there. We're just going to be in the house of God, sitting here, looking at one another, waiting for something to happen. And God, in order for something to happen, we've got to be the thing that happens. You see, while we're waiting for someone else to do something, God is waiting for us to do something. And while God is waiting for us to do something, and we delay, someone beside you is starving to death for a touch of the Most High God. Someone beside you is saying, if you'll just tell me something about Jesus, just tell me something about his love, just tell me something about his mercy. I'll not forget many years ago after I got filled with the Holy Ghost and God changed my life and I changed the things I was doing. And I was praying. And I was in church and I was enjoying myself like these young people. I was having a great time. And I looked up after praying, and I was afraid I offended this young man. He came into me. His hair was down to his shoulders, and he looked at me, and he was watching me. And it kind of bothered me for a minute, and I looked at him, and the Lord said, "Don't stop." So I kept on worshiping, Brother Roy, and he stopped, and he grabbed me by the hand. He said, "I was in jail last night." Oh, no, don't start judging. No, he said, "I was in jail last night, and I feel what you're doing. How do I get to it?" His hand was there, and I grabbed it. And the first place we stopped was at the altar. And God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Brother Roy, we don't remember this because this is a long time ago. Some of us grew up on Pentecostal pews, and we had the marks on our face. We laid on the wood slats where we slept. That wasn't the preachers. That was the preacher's sons. And anyway, we come back to the back of the church, and we lifted up this thing out of the floor, and that's where the baptismal was. And so he was determined not to leave without anything that he needed that would keep him from where he had been before in his life. And he walked to the altar with that hair down to here, and he went down in Jesus' name, and he came up speaking in tongues again. And Wednesday night, he walked into church, and I didn't know who he was. He had a pair of double knit slacks on and his dress shirt, and his hair cut up here like ours. And I said, "Can I help you?" He said, "Oh, yeah, let's go back to the altar one more time." What God can do for us is amazing. But first, we've got to have the faith to believe that God is using us as a tool in his kingdom. Now, if your prayers are not being answered, you need to stop and evaluate what you're praying. Did you say that this morning, Pastor? We had a service a few months ago in church, and we have an elder lady that stood up, and she sang a song, and then she just testified, and she said, "If you want to make sure your prayers are answered, pray kingdom prayers." And I was like, "And I'm supposed to get up and preach after that?" I got up and I looked at the congregation. "You were just told what to do. What are you going to do about it?" They came to the altars and they began to pray kingdom prayers, and God began to move, and we began to see things that we thought we'd never see. Amen. We watched a man who slept under a bridge because of court order. He was not allowed in the city limits. He was that bad. He was that bad. He wasn't allowed in the city limits. So I had to go have Bible studies and talk with him in one eye. And you'll have to know who one eye is. He's a gator that lays over there up on the other side of the bank. And so I prayed every time I did a Bible study with them. And I kept an eye on one eye. But we had 6 o'clock prayer meeting. A.M. Yes, folks, it wasn't 6 in the afternoon. It was 6 in the a.m. on Tuesday morning. My God, you're going to get me up that early to pray? Well, I figure with some of us, we haven't sinned yet. So if we start at 6 o'clock, we don't have to repent. I mean, you know, just get up with a clean slate. God, I'd not been awake long. I couldn't have done anything wrong. I mean, you know. So he comes. We get to church, and we're there. And here comes this vehicle I'm not quite familiar with. And it's dark. And this guy comes. We're on the other side of the city. So this fellow had to drive around the city to get to our church. He drove around the city limits to get to our church. He walked into the front door, and he said, "Are you really having prayer at 6 a.m. in the morning?" And see, to us, That's outlandish. That's ridiculous. But to a man that sleeps under the bridge and eats under the bridge and has to watch out for alligators and has to know that his sin has brought him there and that's why he's there, he's not blaming it on anybody else. What he does is he's got the faith enough to believe God's got something better for me. And so he pulls up into the driveway. He walks in. He falls down at the front altar and he begins to weep and cry like I've never seen a grown man do. And before he gets through crying, God fills him with the Holy Ghost. He begins to speak in that heavenly language. If you have not experienced that today, I would ask you, just try it one time. And if you don't like it, okay. But if you try it one time, you're going to want it another time and another time and another time. We didn't even have a baptismal tank. We had a horse trough. Some of y'all know what that is. And we dunked him in a horse trough in Jesus' name. And he came up, and people are saying, how in the world did you get that man in that condition to come to your church? Did you let him in your church? I said, well, I'm sorry. I forgot this church belonged to God. I didn't know it was mine. If it's mine, you're going to change some of your ways. But if it belongs to God, then anybody's welcome in the house of God. Folks, I could tell you story after story about things that have happened like that. But what I want to explain to you is that God knows you and you and you and you and knows where you're living and knows what the obstacles are that you're facing. And he's not shocked nor surprised by anything. He's not surprised by the man getting himself in such bad shape he's got to sleep under a bridge. He knows that we're men and we were born in sin, shaped under the first man, Adam. We didn't get it right till we got under the second man, Adam. Come on now. Come on now. You know he was any better than a man sleeping under the bridge. Amen. I'm just telling you. I think I need to linger on here a little bit. Will you let me linger on just a minute? How many knows what because of the times is? Do you know, brother? You know, I know you. I know your bishop knows. He preached at one of them. We haven't obtained to that yet, but it's all right. Anyhow, I went to because of the times, and there's 3,000 ministers there, and man, I'm somebody. I'm in here with all these preachers. Brother Glenn, I just seen you out there. I went in with all them preachers, and I you have aged, man. Just kidding. And I thought, wow, God, this is a miracle. Man, and when the preaching started, wow, was it awesome. But ouch, did it hurt. But it was good for me. I needed it. I was driving in a great big Ford Lariat pickup, four-wheel drive, nice, sharp, gas-guzzling vehicle. Got all the way back to Florida, and I was excited. I was listening to the CDs, and I said, man, I sure could use a cup of coffee. If you don't, oh, Lord Jesus, let me move on. Brother Grant played a trick on me one time, folks. Don't you ever think he won't play a trick on you. I'm talking about the bishop. You know what I'm doing to say, don't you? That little mud coffee he brought to me. He said, Brother Johns, I want you to have some of this. I don't know if he didn't like me or he didn't want me here or what the deal was. I'm not sure. But he brought me that coffee, and I began to drink it. He said, how's that? I said, it's pretty good. And I did. Out of respect, I drank the whole thing. And then he started laughing. And I thought, you jokester. That's the nastiest stuff I've ever put in my mouth. Why did you do that to me? But anyhow, we're on the way, traveling down I-10, and we're feeling excited, thrilled, because we've been with, you know, all the big-time speakers, Brother Mangum, Brother Huntley, Brother Arnold, all those kind. And we're coming back, and I said, sure need a cup of coffee. So I go to get to the Waffle House, and I walk up there to get me to the Waffle House, and there, it's raining. It's not unnormal in Florida, but as I walk by the the dumpster, there was a man sitting on the street. And I went to get a cup of coffee, and the Lord said, I wanted you to stop here. And I said, I was going to stop here, God. I wanted a cup of coffee. He said, no, you don't get it yet. And sometimes we don't get it. We don't get it that all we have to do is let our faith loose. Let our faith loose. And God can work in mighty and miraculous ways in places you don't even think He knows where they are. Listen, I've been in crack houses. I know what it's like to pray your way out of a crack house. I know what it's like to worry about whether you're going to get out of there or not, but then see God fall in the middle of that crack house. I know what it's like to see men come up to me that are three times my size and say, I got a problem with you, and I'm fixing to take it out on you. And the only thing I know... The only thing I got is Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus. Somebody get me a chair so I can touch his head. In the name of Jesus. And they'll stop and they'll begin to worship God and magnify God. And this one big boy run to the altar, and this gentleman said, you know what, I was scared to death of you. Would you say that again? I'm just a 5'7 little runt. You're about 6'3, 270 pounds. Would you say it again? I'd just like to hear that, you know, just you're scared to death of me. And I said, when I get done, I gotta burst your bubble just a little bit. I said, what is it? I said, it's not me. It's God. He's right here where we're at. And he's doing something. And all I had was faith. Just to believe God would keep you from killing me. And God showed up, Brother Glenn, and changed that man's life. He went from doing crack to doing Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. What a God, what a God. I can tell you stories upon stories, but I need to share this with you. Amen. Before I get too far along, I got out and I went and I got the cup of coffee. And it's my coffee, right? Pull the money out of my pocket and paid for it, right? You'll have to pay. There's nothing in there. So you'll have to pay. So Brother Roy bought my coffee and it was my coffee. And I got out of there and the Lord said, I didn't tell you to stop here for you. Say, excuse me? I really don't remember asking you if I could stop here. I just told you I needed a cup of coffee. He said, yeah, I need you to sit down right there on that greasy step right next to that old drunken wino, and I need you to give him that cup of coffee. Really, God? I just left because of the times. With all the wonderful speakers and preachers and... Ooh, and you want me to sit in the grease on the ground next to the dumpster? And that's what I want you to do. And I've learned a long time ago that I cannot not do what God wants me to do, whatever it is. So, Brother Grant, I sat down in the grease and the water, and I began to talk to him. I said, sir, how did you get here? He said, I lost my way. And I began to smile. Okay, God, I got this. I know what I'm supposed to do here. I know what I'm here for. I said, can I show you a God that can change your way, redirect your life, give you another direction? And as we prayed, God moved on him right next to the dumpster in front of all the stinky stuff that was in the dumpster. God showed up and showed out. And I got up to leave, and God said, that's not enough. You know that new thermos you bought? I want you to go fit it up and... That breakfast you bought, I want you to leave it with him. But God, I just bought the thermos. He said, haven't you seen enough of my power? I went and got the... And I stood up with tears in my eyes and I said, I love you, God. I love you, God. Because no matter where we are, no matter what condition we are, no matter what financial status we are, no matter what culture we are, no matter anything about our life, God went to Calvary for each and every one of us so we could have the opportunity to once find a place with Him and have a completely changed life. Now, the second part of the verses that I read, and I realize my time is moving on. So the second part of the verses that I read said He was the author and the finisher of our faith. Folks, I want you to do this. He's the author. Come and say it with me. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. That does, what it means is, God doesn't care where you came from. God doesn't care what you got involved in yesterday. God doesn't care how addicted you are to anything. He's got a plan for the addiction. He's got a plan for the sin. He's got a plan for the problems. God has got a love that will reach down and pick you up. You can be sitting beside a dumpster and God will move on somebody to come by and to tell you, you know what, my friend, Jesus loves you. That's all I told him was Jesus loved you. That's all I was told to tell him, and he began to worship God, and God began to do His thing. I said that to say this. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. What did you come here this morning for God to do? What did you come here for God to do this morning? Can we stand? My. See, I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this place. Jesus. He shut up. Somebody needs Jesus. Somebody needs Jesus. Somebody came. You might be here for the first time. Please don't be embarrassed. Grab someone's hand and say, can I go to the altar? Can I find Jesus? If you're out there listening, please just kneel where you are. Lift up your hands and ask the Lord to come where you are right now. He will come to you with no problems. He's not worried about what you did. Come on, that's right. Come on to the altars. Please come on. There's some coming that need prayer. There's some coming that you need to get around. There's some coming that you need to pray with. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you feel the Holy Ghost shaking inside of you? Don't you feel the love of God wrapping His arms around you? Isn't it time to say, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am, God. And everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless this one. God bless that one. Come on, hallelujah. There's plenty of room where Jesus is. Come on, if you can't get to the altars, step out in the aisles and lift your hands. Just begin to worship God and magnify Him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, oh my God.
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like You. None like You. Into the darkness You shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like You. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Come on, there's plenty of room.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against?
You are higher than any
our God is witness, then one could stand again. What could stand again?
Praise the Lord again, church. Thank you so very much, Brother Johnny Johns, for challenging us this morning. This just ties in so well. You talked about exercising your faith. How God sometimes, I asked you to do a little homework assignment last Wednesday. Do you remember what that was? Okay, I asked you to write down three things that you struggle with when it comes to carnality in your life. Okay? You talked about today that carnality in itself, some of those issues we struggle with, isn't necessarily big sin ticket issues. Okay? Then we talked about me prayers, about everything's about me. So this is what I want you to do between now and Wednesday. Those three things that you have on your list, I want you to take three people that you know that are struggling with some area in their life, and begin to intently pray for those three people and their struggles. Okay? If it's someone that has a drug issue, a marriage issue, financial issue, start praying for other people's circumstances and exercise your faith, because you will probably find a change begin to take place. And if you properly exercise faith, and you stop praying selfish prayers, those three things on your list, keep track of them to find out what happens. I found in my life that if I take my faith, I begin to pray for other people's needs, that my problems seem to slowly dissipate. All right? So this is a faith exercise. This is a faith exercise. So I want to challenge you between now and Wednesday night. Take those three things, put names to them, pray for those people, and see how that affects your issues. God bless you. Thank you so very much for preaching to us, Brother Johnny. Thank you so very much for coming out this morning. Our new schedule. God bless you all. Have an incredible, it's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday out there today. God bless you all. You can continue to pray. You need to continue to pray. Thank you to our music team. And so great to just feel what we feel here today. Love you all. God bless you.